I like green cucumber. Do you?
I don't eat too much of it. Maybe if I'm having a salad.
Well, I love it without a salad. I just love it to peel it and then slice it real thin and eat it with my vegetables.
Yeah,
and I just think it's so good. Put your little salt and a little black pepper on it, and I just love it. And I find it's good for you.
Yeah?
It's a vegetable, you know. It's a good vegetable.
Yes, ma'am.
To eat it raw.
Did you ever grow any kind of melons around here?
We, and my husband did. He always grew a lot of watermelons and mushmelons and things like that. Now, I ain't grew that.
Is there any difference between a mushmelon and a cantaloupe?
Well, they claim they are, but I don't think they are, really are. They claim they are. They're two different kinds.
Yes, ma'am.
But I like either one of them.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can't eat much mushroom, watermelon. That kind of make me sick.
Mm.
But we used to raise them, just bushels and bushels of watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow you mentioned butter beans.
We always raise a lot of butter beans.
Mm-hmm.
And put them up too, canned them, you know. And I mean, put them in deep freeze and canned them too. But now, you know, I found the best way in the world to put peas up is to can them. They heat better than in the deep freeze.
Yeah.
Home demonstrated Carlton like me how to put them up in a jar.
Yes, ma'am.
Just put them on and boil them just a little bit and take them out and pour them off and then have you some more hot water boiling.
Mm-hmm.
And put them in your jar and don't put one thing in the world in them and seal them up.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the best bean you ever eaten in your life, a pea you ever eaten in your life.
Mm.
It's so much better than them things that's in the deep freeze. You know, I'm about kind of against them deep freeze things.
They get a little boring after a while.
Yeah, they done got boring. And them canned ones is good.
Yes, ma'am.
So much better.
I used to always like to go visit my grandmother's sister out in the country because they'd always have fresh vegetables, you know?
Uh-huh.
She'd grow. That's so much better than this.
Yeah. Now, my neighbor today sent me my donut down here to him, and she sent me fresh peas, and they were so good, those fresh peas, you know, just cooked out of the garden today.
Yes, ma'am.
And I love fresh stuff. I just don't want that stuff in that deep freeze. I got it out of one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I guess if you had a lot of butter beans, you spent a lot of time sitting around
Yeah, that does, but that's the worst thing you can shell in the world, the hardest on your hands.
Those butter beans?
And butter beans, hard on your hands.
Hmm.
I shelled lots of them last year. Then my daughters, we put up a whole lot in the deep freeze last year, and they sure do, they're rough on your hands. Of course, now I put them up before, but I noticed it more last year, even because my hands was more crippled, you know.
Hmm.
And I don't care that much about butter bean, no honey.
Mm. Are those things the same as lima bean?
No. Lima bean.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they're the same thing. Right. Only the lima bean is a different bean to you get a lima bean and you get another kind of bean.
Hmm.
Now that lima bean is a butter bean.
That butter bean?
It's a better bean than a regular old butter bean. Hmm. They're small, you know.
Smaller than
butter bean? They're small.
I see.
They're better.
Yes, ma'am.
And a lot of people like some green kind.
Mm-hmm.